Tuesday, July 7th, 2026.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the minutes for June 30th, 2026.
Yes.
I'll second. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Okay.
And don't give me the checks first. That still do this insurance for the airport. Dang, this is a lot of money.
$130,000.
$30,000 to Tyler. It's like the.
What?
When we first got the software, I think the annual. Of course, we didn't have everything that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was $8,000 or something. And the commissioners at that time were like, fuck, we already bought the software. Now we got to pay a woman.
Now it's $130,000?
No, it's $30,000. Okay. But the insurance is $100,000. So there's $100,000.
For what's the $100,000?
Yeah,
this is our liability and.
Oh, for the whole county.
Yeah.
Oh, and listening, and you were talking about
for
airport
our,
stuff.
Our buildings and everything.
Okay. No.
Casualty trust. They call it a contribution. And then this one's the airport. No. Yeah, this one's the airport.
$1,000. Yeah.
And that one started out at like $800 or something, but. Like, see, there aren't very many companies that do this anymore. So this is, they've always given us a really good deal. And then Tyler, that's the software.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
it's
not.
No visitors?
And then if she messes them up, it's all her fault.
Lindsay. She and I will mess
She'll
them
get
up.
You, yep.
She'd come after us. Yeah. These here end ones are always. But it's the first of the month. And actually, we should have most all of them.
I hope so. How many hundred thousands we got hiding in the cookie jar? It's all been a lot of toil.
Wow. Took them 30 minutes to blow up $5,300.
Sure looks pretty, though. We sat down in the field and watched it.
I was busy trying to keep a dog under control, so I didn't see any of them. Somebody's poor dog was just beside himself.
Oh, with the fireworks?
Yeah.
Aw.
And then got him calmed down, got him to sleep, and then before 7 the next morning, somebody was shooting off something. I was like, what?
Before 7 in the morning?
Yeah. You didn't hear it?
I don't know. I was tired. I had a long day that day.
It was like, are you kidding me? So then we started the day off with him shaking and not going outside.
No.
Ah, poor thing.
Did Mama make it back?
She made it back at 3 o'clock this morning.
Oh, man.
Oliver and I were there waiting. So I drove from Billings this morning.
Ugh, I'm sorry.
I thought it was best if he was there to greet her.
Yeah.
And I didn't want her to have to think she had to drive down here today. And otherwise, I'd have waited and gone after the meeting today and then spent a couple days with her. Because she has stories to tell.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
You know, he's driving back up there.
I have an appointment on Thursday, so I'll go back Thursday. She got me some new Birks.
Some new what?
Brand new pair of Birkenstocks. I made the bill. Sean said he got a flag for the fireman's park.
Mm-hmm.
And fireman needs to pay for that. Shouldn't come out of facilities.
Okay. How much was it?
It's not on here.
Oh, it's not. Okay. I'm sure she bought it from Ricketts, too.
He did. He told me he got it. And he was horrified at how much it cost.
How much was it?
He said he thought it was like $45 or $50.
Hmm. Which I don't even look. I just go in.
Absolutely blew his mind. And I said, well, yeah, that's what they cost. And unfortunately, he said, well, I bought it down here because he wanted to get it on. I mean, I'm glad he was thinking and
making it look pretty. At least he got the stencils done on the building too. So
finished
that,
up the.
Yeah, but then they opened the windows.
yeah, you couldn't see them.
Another thing to report, nobody actually scheduled to rent the fire hall on Friday. The toilet seats are broken in both bathrooms, and the toilet paper holder is broken off the wall in the men's bathroom. And when we went in on Saturday, I know River Bottom catered, but there was probably 15 bags of trash. There was flies. It kind of stunk. But
in the fire hall?
Yes. Nobody had finished cleaning up before the activities on the 4th of July. My main concern... They had that all class reunion the day before, and they had the band and River Bottom catered, but nobody ever scheduled to use the fire hall. So I don't have a deposit or anything. So who's going to pay for the broken pieces parts in the bathrooms? Because now we have to
put it on the next agenda, because the chamber had something to do with that. And I don't know all the details.
Okay.
I can't believe they break the toilets and stuff.
All you have to do is go in there drunken.
Well,
you
know. But the other thing, you guys, too, is that everybody knows that code. So if somebody wanted to just go in there and use it, they can just go in there and use it.
It's probably time to change the code.
Or set it up to where you set up a new code each time if you get somebody that's willing to do that. I don't know. It's something that you guys need to think about, I think.
Just put it on the agenda so we can... discuss.
Did they get new toilet seats and stuff?
I don't know. Nicole Martinez told me about it, and so she said she was going to go in. She was going to give them the opportunity to clean up the trash. But for the 4th of July, we had a bunch of people coming in and out of there with the snow cones and the Carol store stuff. And there was ants and flies.
Who did Carol set up with to go in there?
Allie. We talked to Allie Bowie. Because she wanted the doors open that day. So we talked to Allie about getting that all set up.
So it's Chamber would be who we need to talk to and see what their arrangements were with.
And that's part of the
reunion.
And I know it's all learning. It's new. But I still think there needs to be some sort of deposit for that instance, you know what I mean? Because then you have to go.
If it's Chamber that actually booked it, and I think it probably is, that's the nonprofit.
But we didn't get anybody file application. I don't think. I could ask Danny. Let me text Danny real quick.
We need to discuss it.
Okay. And Nicole did take pictures. She said she could come in too if she needed to.
She's just staying home for a little bit.
What's that?
Nicole staying home.
No, not that Nicole. Nicole Martinez, the cleaning lady that handles that over there.
Okay, this payroll clearing fund bill, doing that wasn't included in the audit?
Oh, I don't know. Was it the adjustments or what? I guess I didn't look at it.
Analyze payroll clearing fund warrants payable, identified classification errors in liability accounts, formulated correcting adjustment, and flowed through audit.
Does it say? I know sometimes the invoices will say you've paid X percent of. I think she didn't email and asking.
I would have thought
that should have been included
in the audit.
I've got my laptop today. I'm going to be kind of working on budget too while we're meeting.
Piccioni's thing. Hi, my name is Jamie. This was for the weather thing.
It is, yeah. I turned the fans on. The AC is on. We might have to have Kyle come look at it. Potato.
It feels better in the office today, then.
Yes.
Maybe the filter's changed on that.
Yeah, we might. Maybe.
All the wind we've had and the dust, maybe just a filter.
Get your morning run in.
Yeah. Got nowhere.
See, that's pretty reasonable for...
Weed spray?
That's a contract. Yeah, usually when we do a contract or an agreement on a price, that's the amount that the bill comes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's under the contract. I'm sure he's not done.
I do know they bill like separately. They don't just send just one bill. So it might still be included. So I asked him for clarification on that in the email. I got to just talk to Hannah.
That's the type of thing I'm used to seeing being done at the end of an audit.
Right.
And I know things are different with this new audit. I'm afraid this one's going to bite us.
What's that?
Yeah, the brand name is R&R, Robin and Ruth. Isn't that funny? I thought that was hilarious. The person that sold it to me didn't realize that was the brand on it, and I caught it when I picked it up first, and I was like, are you kidding me? It says Robin and Ruth.
You guys want copies of the audit report? You want to take a copy?
No.
Okay.
That is bedtime reading. Tell you what.
Okay. I will go take them back to my office. What's that?
She has to have them. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll put them in your guys's. I usually keep them in the commissioner cabinet. So.
I had to set through it once. I don't really want to read it.
Somewhere. Ooh, that Thompson Pools bill is nice. How's everything going, Robin?
Good. Except for no tractor, that's not good.
They still haven't found one to use?
They're not giving us any. Keep pushing the date back.
Justin said he'd find one.
Yeah, there was one sitting on their lot.
Okay. Is it still there?
There is one there, yes.
Like business cards to me. Not gift cards.
That's the one for the...
Yep, the credit card. I was just going to lay it out here so you guys had it.
It was $250, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
$250 a cattle guard.
Yeah, we could spend money on them.
But each one you grab up to, you're gonna need $250 or better. How are you doing this morning, Bert?
Good. How about you guys?
Good, I think.
You think?
Got a stack of bills.
Another thing, did you guys get my email with that Alex Amonet? They're going to go to, they're getting letters of support for the permitting reform. And they were going to take it to D.C., I think.
Oh, that was the... Okay.
Yeah, it's I can lay this up there, but she's kind of wanting to know if you guys are going to provide a letter of support today. There's this is her email, and then there's a sample. I guess Dane Sheehy, Downing, and Zinke are. Wanting letters of support for reforms.
Everything, I'm trying to pull this forward in what I read, because I read it. Brought me licorice from some foreign country. I didn't know which country. She kind of threw it at me this morning.
What's that?
Kimberly brought me black licorice from.
Where?
I don't know which country it was. We usually get chocolate from. We get Swiss chocolate.
I have an argument with that. Which one's better, Swiss or the German?
I don't know.
I have to eat a lot of them, each one.
She brings both.
I don't have a problem with either.
Because she's been, she's the tour takes them to both countries. She had a kid get sick. They had to send home, so
oh man,
she got to spend a couple days in the. Hospital with a sick kid. And Miss London. Yes, she's in. She went with Al to a meeting. We're going to get her on the phone here shortly, though.
Everything was good.
Yeah, except for what was the Nexus?
He hasn't responded yet.
No, but we don't
know. Oh, it was 189. Claim number 32998.
Yeah, I think I got one. Morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good
morning, Dave. Oh, what'd you say it was? 189?
32998. But it's for $189.
Oh. 99. I'm sure it's legit. It's just, seems funny that we would pay them.
So Marley, I forgot to get that budget done today.
Yeah.
There was something else I needed to remember.
That's okay.
But I did turn in the minutes for the study commission to Danny.
Okay.
And yeah, but I'll try to get that budget for the week.
That's fine. If I'm out, just, I have a busy week this week. If I'm out, just leave it with Danny and
okay.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
We should be caught up with the teacher for Rosebud and 7,800 something.
Dance.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I knew Amy came down a couple times, but I didn't know.
Yeah, that's fine. But
it was 220 was Amy's so far.
Yeah.
I think as long as that's all of them, we're just under budget by quite a ways.
Yeah.
$2,000.
She came down to look at that vet out on the interstate. That's probably what she charged for. She was there for a couple hours.
That was one of them. And then she charged for coming to your meeting. And there were three things.
Okay. Is a bad deal, but Larry says he's fighting it up there already, so you know, I imagine you guys probably have it on your place too.
Not that I know, but I knew Larry had it. But
yeah.
What's he fighting?
Ventnata.
Looks like a cheatgrass, but it doesn't, the heads don't tip like a cheatgrass. It's a little bit smaller head, but it just takes over everything. I mean, even the cheatgrass won't grow where it's
dang.
Where the ventnata is.
It's probably ain't good to eat either, huh?
Cows won't even walk in it, I guess.
Come in on some hay.
I think the fencing crew, because it's right up next to the new fence.
Oh, sure.
But would have they had enough time to plant? Or is that a year or two ago?
The fencing crew, I think they just finished that fence last year.
Well, they did one side, then they did the other, so.
I know they just finished again or whatever. I didn't know how many.
Yeah, this would be on the. It's on the eastbound lane is where they.
But if they brought it in the fall, then it would.
Yeah, I've had enough time. I was thinking, if they just did, you know, they just finished that one fence for it, that'd be a pretty fast growth.
But Larry already has it up there. And it...
That's what he said, yeah. But I think Vince is working up a plan with the state. They're going to try to get it sprayed this fall.
Did they make a spray that'll just kill that plant?
Well, have you heard of that Rejuvera? Rejuvera is like it's like a ground serenade, but only for annuals. It doesn't, the perennials can come back, so it works for 5 years. It's pretty expensive, but.
We've done that top of my fields and new cabin pasture and one beside it a year ago with that.
With Rejuvera? Right.
And it seems to, they didn't get every spot. I mean, that thing's pretty damn good, but, or maybe there was just enough. You know, like sour dogs is what I was, one thing I was really going after. And you can still see them popping up in spots.
It's expenses that limit the pasture.
Yeah, how many acres you're going to do? We did 100 acres.
About $50 an acre.
Huh?
About $50 an acre.
It's 20 for the drone and I forget how much spray. But they donated the spray to the Valley Farmers for them making test plots.
Oh, okay.
So I got in on that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I heard it was just $40 just for the chemical. So.
I can believe that. Yeah, I thought it was high.
Of course, some of the things we spray, $40 an acre.
Yeah.
Next week, there's another one.
It's quite a few years before the patent wire comes off of it.
Yeah.
That's why they get affordable.
Right. Yeah, but if you're trying to do 1,000 acres, it gets like, pretty expensive.
Did you bring the last night, Bill?
Sorry. He rents at 500.
No, you're
fine. Put the dust down this morning. It's about
30 screws up, hey?
That's not all we do.
That one was 11:30 last night, screwed mine up.
Kept coming after that until 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I was gonna.
I pulled that check out.
Okay. Let me see if he.
Kelly responds to you with his reasoning.
Okay, we'll see. Just a reminder, Jim Atchison said that he would not be here today at 11:15.
Yeah. Yes, credit card.
Okay.
Is that good or bad? They don't use the ditch no more. The
ditch is closed.
We may need to redo some fencing.
So,
talk about summit.
The county actually has that triangle where the fruit trees are also.
I don't know if they ever want summit. Continue the street on it. So it's kind of hard. Okay. Water tower to be in the street, but it's how we could approach the highway at a crane instead of a.
Woo!
Hey, you want to join the meeting? Okay, I'll put you on speakerphone. We have Marley and Julie and Robin and Marlo and Bart and Dave. Okay. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay.
You didn't have one in your pack.
I have Ruth Bowie on speakerphone, just so you guys know. There you go. What you got, Robin?
No.
I have a quick look at yours.
Maintenance schedule.
Oh, weather permitting, huh?
Oh, and all of it, yeah.
Ruth, we're looking at a maintenance schedule that Robin has drawn up.
Okay. Do you have one more?
No.
For roads or what?
For roads.
Okay. Get a couple calls.
For the January through December work that he plans to get done.
Oh, okay.
Do you have more copies of this?
No, we made some. I don't know where they got off to.
We can take it down to Danny and go make more copies.
Okay. We'll put a copy of this in your folder.
Perfect. Can
we get a couple extra of those, too?
So we're looking at January of 25 or 26? December 26th, or
You're figuring July. January through December.
Okay.
Oh, not many. Eight. Yeah.
What else you got, Robin?
The culvert on Wilson Lane that was able to blade probably needs to be put on that list too.
What's the big one?
We bring Lee's and Brian's, they hit the culvert with the blade and tore a hole in the top of it.
Is it the one that goes over top of the reservoir?
Say what?
The one by the reservoir?
No, the one between Brian's and Lee's. It could be patched and covered up, but it's it don't have to be, the whole cover don't have to be taken out, but it could be patched and covered up.
And I know you're looking for money to do that Hump House Road Bridge, but every time we drive anything heavier than a pickup over, we got two timbers that are flexing. So I think that deck should come off and those two should be taken out before it goes through.
Yeah, we don't want anybody falling through a bridge.
I mean, one of those other bridges is whatever, you know, whoever can get around, but that goes to the pump house. So.
Yeah. We'd like to find some more boxcars. Find to put out over the rancher ditch.
Well, there's steel beams underneath this one. I mean, the wood just needs to be.
It's a small bridge.
It just needs to be replaced.
They need to be bolted back down. They broke loose
somewhere. Is that all it is?
I believe. Last time we were under there, it was.
Okay. I couldn't tell where it was flexing from, but
we just wedged steel in between the board and the beam.
Okay.
And it probably come loose.
Okay. I didn't know if the boards were getting rotten or what. But.
I don't think so. We'll have to go under and look.
One down, buddy. Roger's on the road that's condemned. Hopefully we'll find those damn boxcars on this way over top.
Thank you.
Yeah, that one's bad.
I don't know if any...
Thank you.
Ruth said she couldn't find any.
No, she's still looking.
Yeah, I think she's been looking at it.
Okay. Any other updates?
Not really, no. There's no tractor.
No tractor, okay.
What's their date now?
They didn't give us one this time.
It's been wrong 6 times.
The tractor, I got a message from Justin, I believe that it was the 14th.
Okay.
All right. So I'm presuming next week.
I've heard next week 5 times.
It's on its way.
You know, it'll be red flag warnings by the time it gets here.
Like it keeps raining. What about this cattle guard cleaning proposal?
We have to work on it. It's Lee up there in Dirt Creek. But yeah, I heard Steve. He said he uses his own equipment and everything. He cleaned it for $250. Reason we get behind. The other guy we had, he done for 5. We used him. In case we get a bad deal.
Just we're probably going to want to do a whole road.
No,
I don't know if he'll go out for just one. That don't make financial sense.
We had to talk to him. We had to start somewhere with it. You know, I was curious what it cost or an individual can get you.
Yeah, he did the one that was digesting it. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that did that.
Yes, sir. I mean, he's done lots of it.
Yeah.
He's got a track hole.
His name is John Nice.
That's what I'm saying. And just another tool in the toolbox if we get behind here. It's kind of miserable, cowboys jumping into your neighbors and stuff because the cowboys are miserable.
Yeah, $250.
That's what I thought. It interests me so much, I'm going to have to do a couple for me.
Who is that?
Matt Blay, however you say his name. Lives up there at Barnes Place, Reed Barnes's. Tori and
Lacey.
Their mom and dad.
Oh, is. Okay.
I think it names today.
I've met him once, and that's it.
Yeah.
You see part of that Blue Dodge?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Blue Rocket.
Yes. Nice guy, though.
He's really
nice.
Okay. I think we ought to go ahead and use him. See how it works.
Well, you don't have to be the guy over it, see?
Yeah. You guys are okay with it. Getting going.
You alright, was it Bruce?
Which was he talking to? Ruth, we have a blog. How'd you guys say it?
Blay.
Enterprises that wants to do some cattle guard cleaning for us. Looks like the cheapest one would be $250. If it's a 20-foot cattle guard, it'd be like $440. It's in the fine print, guys.
Lots of them to read fine print. Is he sneaky, isn't he?
So what cattle guards are we looking at?
Just in case we get behind and there's an emergency, we'd have somebody who could help us. And I don't know if it'll work or not, but...
If we accept that, then who decides which cattle guards is that?
No, that part, yeah. To be out of his budget and the whole deal.
Aren't most cattle guards 24 foot? Those in your bylaws or in your
fixed bylaws?
They're not.
Some of them ain't even 12 foot.
New ones probably are, but there's probably a lot.
There was one Art put in, that was the policy, right?
So what's our standard cattle guard size? Isn't it the 20-foot?
20 and 24.
Yeah, so I appreciate the 250, but that's pointless if it's going to be 450.
I missed that, Bruce.
Well,
I was reading the total down here and going over it quick.
Yeah, and so basically what they quoted was something we don't even have. so they need to.
Did they quote both?
Yeah.
The cattle guards we have, but we did this before, and it really, really bit into the purchase services part of the road department.
Mm-hmm. They were 500.
You know, they're what they budgeted for purchase services, and if we go into the budgeting, it just, we should acknowledge that fact as we budget, because we should budget enough for purchase services if we're going to bid out what our road department technically, if we're staffed, should do.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
His bid reads removal and reset after cleaning cattle guard per 10 foot. And then there's travel time, but it's $190 per 10 feet. So a 20 foot cattle guard would be $440 with travel time.
Yeah.
We don't have to accept it. Just information.
I think we should look at that, because I don't like the open-ended part of travel time. You know, it's like consumables on other bills we get that are non-disputable, and so they're basically a heavy cost. It's like when you take your cattle to a feed lot and the cost to gain is whatever, but oh wait, yardage is a lot. And they make up for what they're underbid in yardage or travel time or that. And so maybe if we're interested in this, they could come visit.
Okay, let's table it till the next meeting.
Understand and not have to read into their bid.
Right. Their travel time, is it, the way I read this, is it $60 an hour?
Yeah, to road the equipment to wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good information to have.
Yeah, it's really nice to have somebody that's willing to do it. I just would like to have maybe a little more explanation of how they'll do it. So we aren't blindsided when a claim would come in. If we thought it was going to be this, and we're like, oh wait, it was way more, because it would depend on where they were traveling from.
Okay, we can table it.
That's what I would do.
Okay, table.
What else you got, Robin?
Nadia.
And you look at that culvert?
Yeah.
And the bridge. Is how are you going to fix the bridge with water in the ditch?
You can't now.
Which bridge are they talking about?
Pump house.
So what happened?
They salted over that one, haven't they?
Ruth, I don't know if you heard me. This is Bart. There's two boards flexing on that bridge, and I don't know how bad they are. The ends don't look bad, but anytime you drive anything heavier than a pickup over it, the boards flex. So I don't know how bad they are. Robin thought just maybe some bolts came loose or something, but it started breaking the pavement out on those two boards, and yeah, I just don't know how bad it's getting underneath there.
Yeah, this is why we want that on that. That's why we put in for that quick money they had on that last grant opportunity that we didn't get, but it will go back in on October when I think they're going to have, I don't know, 8 or 10 million in the next draw on that. And so it helps that it's really in dire need, which is what I thought, because there's a lot of people in our community that are not from our community that are using these fishing game sites.
Yes.
So I'll put some pressure on Adam on this one, that this isn't a later, it's a now. We need to progress on that bridge now, because the town is, it's important for the town, it's important for fishing game. so.
Well, Ruth, Kenny's here also. When is that water project going to go in, Kenny? Do you have a time yet?
Probably this fall sometime.
This fall? So that's why I think something needs to happen with these boards before, you know, anything happens for the, with the grant.
Is there any way to deal back along? That's not going to move. Need to get them secured again.
An inner tube?
Is there something that could be done to the dock down? I don't know.
Yeah, pull the deck off. I mean, or pull the pavement off, but that wouldn't be hard. I mean, it's so broke up. I think you just put your loader down and scrape it right off. Yeah. Or the blade or something.
Just put it in the ditch.
But remember, right underneath there, you've seen the holes on that too.
On that one? Because it's got a pretty new deck on it. Those boards aren't that old. But
this would be on the ends, you know, from the south side of it. There's nothing in here to go with them.
Yeah, these two boards are about 4 in from the south side.
They're together?
Yeah. When you take your road grader and put your front wheels on it, you'll see which ones are flexing. Right, yeah. And we did put some asphalt patch on. Yeah, there was one hole that was getting really bad. So we got some asphalt patch and put it on it. But that was more on the north side.
I guess see what you can do with it with water in there. That's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, a big challenge.
So you're done. You're just sick.
Kenny's up.
Kenny's up.
Kenny Rowlandson is here about the vacating. Yeah.
What I have here is I want to put a shed in my backyard. And without taking down my trees, I'd like to make a drive-through shed out there. So what I did is I went to the town council and got an approval or a petition to vacate part of that so-called street there. There's no way that the city can ever put a street through there with the water tower and the city hall there. What I'd like to do is roughly about 75 feet of that street.
Where does that take you? Takes you to the corner of ours?
Well,
county's not ours.
Your corner sits here, but what I'd want would just come right down over here. On the other side, you know, right next to that tree. So it's about 75 feet from there to there. I want to leave this access road open for the city or whoever.
This one?
Yes. Well, the access road's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're wanting that road on the
Yeah. And all I want to do is be able to move my shed further west. You know, so I can make a drive through of my shed and miss these trees coming around.
There's a tree here.
Yeah. That's where, you know, from there. But there's two trees right there.
Yeah.
But this road coming through here would stay. I don't want no park. I want to give the city access or whoever to this water tower. Because it's always going to be, it's a matter of time before it needs maintenance. I know I had a couple people say, well, why don't you just buy the whole street and then lease it back? Well, I don't want that. I don't want to go through the political part of it.
Not with what's sitting there.
Yeah, but he just wants this little piece.
I know, but if he did the whole street.
Right, and I don't want that.
There's their building. This is the street. If he did the whole street, then he ends up with a water tower.
So, and it's a,
it's a matter of years before that water tower is going to, you know, need some kind of maintenance.
How many square feet is roughly that?
I'm thinking like 40 to what the city council voted to sell me half of that street.
Well, they haven't technically voted yet.
Well, okay.
So it's tomorrow night.
Anyway, yeah. We were told that, you know, pretty good go along Summit Street and get a petition signed for this. Okay. And what happens is if the city agrees to give me that street or sell it to me, whatever, then the county owns the other half of that street. Once they vote to vacate it, I'm the one to take control responsibility and then to buy the other half of the county.
Yeah, so I'm here kind of as legal counsel for the town and for the county, and I just kind of wanted to explain the process and then for Kenny to, yeah, make your proposal and whatnot. So there's a statute with a procedure to discontinue a town or city street, and that is what Rollinsons have been following. It's a petition process that they have to get 50% or more of the owners of the lots on that entire street, not just the little area that's being abandoned, because technically it could impact the entire street. And so he has done the petition and gotten the signatures, which don't let me forget, I need to nab a copy of that before you leave. And now he'll be presenting it to the town council tomorrow night. He's talked to them about it at a prior meeting, but before they could vote, we had to post notice and whatnot for at least 2 weeks. And so tomorrow at 5:30 is when they have the town council meeting. If a majority vote, if they agree to vacate that portion of the street, then they'll need to form some sort of agreement with Rollinsons, or at least this is what I'm going to propose, that now it's got to be surveyed to amend that subdivision plat to vacate that street or a portion of it and probably preserve an easement to that road that's currently on it. And with the street being vacated, then it goes to the center line and the property owners on each side own to the center line. There's a copy of that portion of the subdivision plat, which shows that it's 80 feet wide, which is kind of surprising how wide that is, but it is. And so it goes to the center line, which is 40 feet in. And then my understanding is Kenny's here saying that if the council votes for that, he would be interested in purchasing a portion of the county's half, reserving that easement still. I know that when you're selling county property, as we've dealt with, there's all these laws and whatnot. This is a very unique situation. So if the council approves it and if the commission is interested in selling it, I'm going to be working with probably Mackenzie or Karen from MACO to figure out exactly what we have to do this right.
So how does this affect Gambles?
Nope.
I think it will.
All it does is affect this line across here, this way.
So you'll leave this portion of the street open?
Yeah.
And then we're going down here on our fence.
Well, our fence would be.
No. See, what happens?
Our fence cuts that corner.
If you guys do this, this fence comes clear down to you have a property right here. Mm-hmm. Okay. You would maintain right here. This is the street. Okay, if you vote to vacate this or sell this part to me, you own this 40 feet from here, 40 feet by 75 feet, whatever. I gotta purchase this, and then I gotta do around and purchase this in order to move my building this way to give me enough room to come through here. This is all I want, is this 40 by 75 or roughly 40 by 75. So it has no effect on this drive-through right here. It has no effect to this whole street here.
And it won't affect Gambles,
nope.
Though.
Can I, just for my clarification, so it's 80 feet wide. Are you really just wanting to vacate your half of that street, the 40 feet?
No, I like the further west I can come with my building.
The better, and that's why, okay, just double checking. And the 75 feet.
See, I can put my building 10 feet from the property line.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that would give me an extra 30 feet to come west with my building.
Sure. So it's truly vacating that full width of the street, about 75 feet north-south. Okay. There's a lot of ifs still, but yeah.
So we really can't make a decision until the city makes a decision.
Right.
And I don't think we can make a decision on any of it until we go through public hearings and all the things. Because just selling a vehicle at an auto auction takes a process.
Right. And Ruth, that's what I meant by...
The three of us can do anything with
Ruth
today. This is just notice saying there's interest, but we can't proceed with nothing.
That is correct. This is just more him informing you of what his long-term goal is. The city has to make a vote, and if the county is interested in selling their half, assuming if the council votes to vacate it, then I would talk with Mackenzie and Karen, because I don't know that there's laws that are going to fit this situation, so we're going to try to go through it and do the best we can to abide by what laws there are.
Right, and before we can even, I don't think we can even really address any of it until there's a good survey to, you know, what you're looking at there.
I go back and forth on that.
Surveyed when the friendly corner was done to get our property run there, but I don't know if they did that whole thing.
Yeah, so there definitely will be involved a survey. It's going to be kind of complex. Probably the most efficient thing would be is we get the surveyor lined up, but if the county agrees to sell it as part of this survey where we're amending the plat, we would want to do it as part of that survey so we don't have to do two surveys, do an amendment and then another amendment to do a boundary.
Exactly. Because I want to see what lines are, not what, because we all...
Totally.
We realized when we did that first survey on the shop, and we realized that what we are considering an alley behind the county shop is actually county property.
Yeah, I actually think that road crosses county property that's currently there. So, yes, there was a lot to be determined. I think so, yes.
Because we own this.
Yes. I don't fully trust the cadastral boundary lines on that map, but yes.
Yeah, not at all.
Because, yeah, you own some
of that. And we didn't do anything with that survey, but we all know that. I mean, we didn't enforce the fact that the alley is being used by Gamble, and the county property is being used as an alley, and we didn't push the issue and enforce
it
to say we need to have that alley exposed, and this is really county property
that is
being used as a road.
Right. So, really, this is just kind of step one to inform you of what he's doing, and we'll see what happens tomorrow and go from there. But
well, can I make a comment?
Yes.
So the way I see it, I'm just gonna go right out and say it. I don't like this idea. I think if the street, I don't know if the street ever was developed, but if it was developed, it would approach the highway at a 90-degree angle, not in an angle. You know, that stub approaches it at kind of an angle that trucks or anything can be hard to see, you know, turning, you know, on the right, on the passenger side.
Which along that curve in that highway is all but one street approaches it at an angle.
Yeah, I know, but they all approach it fairly slick. I mean, it is on a curve, but nothing like the angle that's there.
I think the easement could be drafted to take that into account and change that. Now, whether the road will actually physically get changed, I don't know.
Okay.
But
I guess the other comment I have, it's on the agenda today. You guys could say you are not interested in selling today. And then that might change Kenny's opinion or how far he goes with this.
There'll never be a street through there.
You can't say that, Kenny.
The water tower's in the middle.
But they could go from Strecker's shed, Strecker's Quonset, out
it could go from the county out. I mean, what if the county wanted to square it off to the highway?
I won't find it probably on that side of the ditch. Right here, where's the gas?
Here.
Do you own where Strucker's Quonset is?
Right here.
He owns it next to it.
That blue spot right there? I own part of that road going through there.
And see how it's in the street. I always thought that was the weirdest thing.
The old water tower has always been. Put the new water tower beside it.
To the north of it?
The old water tower is that right there.
To the south of the new one.
You can see the old water tower right there.
Well, the old water tower isn't there.
Well, we're just the base to the south.
Is there.
Just to the south of it. So Strucker's had access to get around the old one, but the new one is put closer to your property line, so there's no access around it.
So if I want to, you know, get sticky about it, I can cut off access right there.
I know.
And nobody has access. I mean, all I'm wanting is this little here over to there. That's all I want, right there to there.
Yeah, but then that access to Strecker's building would go through county property.
And it would go through my property.
I'm not saying the water tower is put in the right spot. I'm saying closing this street hinders a lot of other things also.
I guess that was
public access right now.
That was the city decision to put that water tower in there years and years ago.
Well,
before you were ever born.
I'm not arguing that point. I'm arguing the point if it was right or wrong. Put it in a street.
But you cannot, no way can you make a through street through there.
I didn't say you could make a through street. I said you could make more access.
So you got private property in order to do it.
You can make access to the water tower on the public street. The way it is right now.
That's right. And I want to leave that.
From the south.
From the south. I want to leave that.
No, from the north, you could have access to the water tower without crossing private property.
I guess that's how I'm visualizing from.
No, you're crossing county property now.
County property. I'm visualizing. I think we're probably on the same page. But reserving an easement right through here. So this is the street that would be vacated. Reserving an easement right through here. Now, you are correct. The road goes over here and it probably will remain. But I would still preserve on paper an easement that if it ever got changed, it would.
How much?
Those are the things we have to work out.
How much easement?
I don't think it would be a public street for purposes of like travel, but the town and the county would go through, I don't know, 20, 30 feet would be my thought. But.
See, part of that goes across county property, that road.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It goes across your property, county property.
Yep.
If the street was actually there and developed, then it may not cross as much private property.
Right.
But right now, you don't have access to that street without going on private property.
Correct.
The part I want to buy.
So for purposes of today with the county, again, he's providing a notice. Yes, you could say no. We have no interest in selling it, but really you have no ownership in it yet. Anyway. So yeah, it's just information. And I guess, Kenny, you know that the county may not sell it to you.
Right.
So make your plans accordingly. They may or may not.
Yeah, and it's just until all the facts are there for me, because I need to see that survey line and then also address how everybody still accesses their other properties, because property changes hands. And so while the current owners say, you know, they would allow access and all this, we can't guarantee that going forward.
Right. That's where I guess me and my brain, I would put it all on paper, probably put it as part of this survey. I've got a variety of things in my mind. I feel like when the surveyor comes, it may not hurt for town council, commissioner, Kenny, everybody to go out there and physically see where the pins are and how this would play out.
So where that road back there runs now, runs across the corner of your existing property, correct? Is this yours? This blue right here.
This comes clear over here.
The road. So it goes across your corner, it goes across the street, and it goes across the corner of the county to get back here. This actually is an alley to here.
That's the street.
What is the street?
Wagner Street, right there.
Yeah.
This is an alley right here. That Quonset is in the alley. It's like this over here. The county owns that supposedly called alley, or, you know.
Yeah, we've allowed access to there for years, so.
Kind of a weird.
It is weird. There is no alley there
this
way, according to the original plat, because we went and looked when we were talking about the survey before.
And I remember there's a transition. It's like there's an alley a certain distance, and then the Yucca, it definitely does not have an alley back there.
Then that's where I looked at the original plat. But this access already goes across your property. That's what I need clear in my mind.
Here, this is the piece of that.
That's the thing is,
there's
no
difference. This is where it quits. There is an alley.
There is an alley there behind your county shop.
But most of that is.
It's all clustered with barrels and trailers and everything else.
Yeah, that's where the alley actually is. Is where all the junk is.
The alley in, there is no alley going through the Yucca.
No. Yeah, I know that.
So, anyways, yeah. Just information and.
So you'll report back to us at our next meeting. Please agenda that. And let us know progress, I guess.
Hey, Katie.
What the?
I think it's all really good because when we did our survey, it cleared up a lot of things that everybody presumed, well, this is what it is, but obviously it wasn't. And it doesn't hurt to get all this information because
this is the presumed
isn't always correct.
Yeah, what we've always done is.
You can't go by cadastral.
It's like, no, well, it's off a few feet, but
cadastral gives you a general idea.
It's like where water lines are.
Yeah, no kidding. Sewer lines too.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna go make a copy.
Okay.
I was really surprised in the back of there, and we tore that water line up that went to what's his name's house.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe the landowner gave easement for the sewer line where they went. I mean, that took a lot of property away from the landowner.
Just
like Lobdell's, I mean, there's no way Lobdell's can build a shop or nothing over the top of it. The easement's there. And it was all because of the ditch. They didn't want to go down the ditch. And the ditch was in the alley.
That ditch is blocked off now, isn't it?
Yep, it's all filled in.
Was they ever going to build a road street across?
You have that opportunity. I mean, we can't even maintain the streets we got, let alone try to build another one. But where Orchard goes through, I mean, you could take that barricade that the property owners put there, which was illegal, and then have access to your fire, you know, hydrants across. Okay, then you have the barn. Okay, the barn can be taken down or moved or whatever and access that street through there. This here, there's no way that you can put a street through that water tower. Complete through the street.
Which barn?
All used to be a horse pasture years ago. And then Joe subdivided it and made that Jacobson subdivision. Well, Joe sold it off to Tim Johnson, Larry Williams took part in it, and Virgil Ochsenberg. Okay, they built three houses there. Okay, then back in 1992 or 3, Tim Lytle put that Frankensteiger's house in there. And then 94 is when we put our house in there. And then the following year or two after that is when I bought that triangle back there. So when that encompasses the Jacob subdivision.
Uh-huh. Well, why me?
So, appreciate your time.
Keep us updated.
Yeah, well, that and, I mean, like Karen said, I mean, there's some hoops to go through here. I know that. So, but I just wanted, you know, to enlighten you, you know, what my intentions were and whatever.
Yeah.
So,
good. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks,
see
Kenny.
How it affects us.
See
you at the meeting tomorrow night.
Thank you much.
Thanks, Kenny.
I received an email from Nicole, so I'm going to forward it to you guys for the fire hall. It's got pictures. So we'll put that on the next agenda.
Okay. You sent them to Ruth, too?
Yep.
Okay.
Might use this moment so that addendum.
I would like to have this explained.
What's that?
Road supervisor annual calendar.
Just hand it.
I wondered what I missed when I received that. Yeah. No, I got one, but I didn't know what the context was.
This is what he proposes for a calendar report.
What is planning?
Figure out which culverts he's going to do.
My question was, why are you mowing in August, September, and October when it's the driest?
And I will,
all the grass is already a problem.
And I will add to that, those roads that go through open range do not need to be mowed. Between the grasshoppers and drought and the cows, there is nothing left.
I totally agree.
There might be one weed and it gets wiped out the first time you blade snow. Yeah. You're wasting your time and money to blade those roads, or to mow those roads.
Agree with you on that.
More expense, I can see more.
There ain't that many of them. County roads that are bent, you know.
No.
You can, you know, I mean, there's some spots, but you know, some bottom end of the river.
And Bird Creek and in Lee's Lane, there's 300-400 yards there just to the railroad track.
When you guys met with Robin, did you suggest him doing this?
Kind of to create some sort of schedule. Yeah.
This was the new committee you guys formed?
He's doing like a daily calendar that's supposed to bring to meetings, and if the commissioners ever want to look to see what happened on certain days, they should be able to look. And then at the end of every year, it should be turned into a clerk's office. And he's also got some binders that I didn't know about that show when each road is, I can't remember how it's organized. Do you remember? Is it by road or just like mowing took place on these roads on this day? And
I don't think it's even, I'd have to pull it, but I don't know that it's road specific either.
And then, yeah, we asked him to try to have some sort of schedule. So this looks to me like it maybe came from a training of some sort. But, yeah, that was the goal, to have a plan.
I see.
You have this email.
What's that? With that?
Yeah.
I don't have that in any
mode. In August and March, if a road needs bladed, it needs bladed.
Okay.
That's not on it.
Yeah.
Here's the other one.
Okay,
perfect. Let's start.
In mind, and granted, I'm so not a road person, it's like, what are the high priority roads that need graded so many times a year, or plowed first for the school bus run, or just something like that? So coming in and look at it, like,
okay.
We've
been just busy, like I had zero time. I've got a couple minutes done, but I don't have this. Okay, so that I'll have to put maybe just right next to the agenda on there.
Or after, if you want to try and do it.
for later
and
or
that,
for next
and
meeting?
That would clear up a lot of things.
Good,
Robin has done at least once a month. Maybe not every meeting, but at least once a month. What you got done since last report, what you plan to get done by the next report, and what
I don't know that either one of them are going to be here. Bill's supposed to be here. Nicole's not going to be here, obviously, but I have that budget.
But I think
the only thing for fire department,
order,
they want to increase 2,500 in fuel.
The blaze and the gone.
The changes on
floor plane. I don't know where they're at.
Okay.
Are they still on Horse Creek?
Bear Creek. 2,500.
It was down in Beaver Creek.
And then DEA's shoe was like $800 more for training.
The one set in my driveway.
So that you can,
I'll do my best.
So you're going back and if you ever want to look at it, I would encourage you as part of the meeting, look at it, see where.
I just forwarded him the damages from the fire
done in the last 2 weeks. I mean, you should have all that information.
I had no idea. I had no idea. It's not anything in there.
They're not.
I'll
just leave this in here right now. But okay.
I
did email Jordan about this, so they did it with that one. I had to tell Lynn.
Perfect.
Okay.
On Smatra Road, and the cattle guard got buggered up, so they had to go fix it. You know, and just stop those blazes. Something happened. I had a guy that we could just call and say, hey, can you go clean the cattle guard out? It's getting a little bit, we've got to have a lot of information on that to verify. We don't just want to look at the checkbook.
Sure. Yeah, maybe you can pick which cattle guards is
I don't know.
So the addendum I put in front of you is the addendum to the weed contract that we discussed at, I think, the meeting before last. And it just goes over all the things that we agreed on at that meeting, which was pretty straightforward. I did not put it as an agenda item. I do think it could just be more of an administrative thing of signing what we already agreed on. Vince has agreed to it. Bart looked it over and agreed to it. So
I move that Marlo sign this addendum.
I'll second it.
All in favor, aye.
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 And I'll get Vince a copy.
What?
You didn't have no problems with it, did you?
No, I signed it.
Yeah, we signed it.
Yeah, I know.
Thank
you.
Before you leave, Hannah, I have a question. Where are we at with the Jay Lyons issue?
We need to visit with our sheriff.
I'll have it right at you.
We need to visit with our sheriff. Last I knew, he was reaching out to Jay Lyons, or I shouldn't say names, I should say those properties that need fixed up, but he was communicating with them, and I'm not sure where things are at.
Is that the issues with the traders?
It's been difficult because there has been a change in law enforcement, but now that we have Sheriff Upchurch, I am hopeful that we'll get somewhere.
So the sheriff is contacting landowners?
Yes, so I had been, but when it comes to prosecution, I can't go take pictures and be the witness and the attorney prosecuting, so we're going to break that he's doing it, and if there's not compliance, we can cite him, and then I can prosecute him. So, but
is there more than one lot in question?
Yeah, but it's the same owner that we're talking about. No, that's not the only property that has issues, but that one in particular.
That one's been a long time.
Yes.
We've chattered about it.
I've used a lot of sugar hoping to get it fixed that way because ultimately it costs a lot of money to fix something like that.
Is this the one Kitty Carter from the church or?
These are the Kimberly and Trailer House.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
They've been abandoned.
Jay owns the
and so
lot.
He owns the lot. So now they are his.
It's worth thinking on other people to be at.
I would love to be able to just
move off and leave
them on fire. But
has the trailer house owner given up on them? I mean,
it's been abandoned.
There's a whole process and it's we've gone through, there actually has been progress, even though to those who don't see, you know, you can't visibly see it, but paperwork-wise, there's been a lot of paperwork done, and they're abandoned legally, and now they are the property owners.
Okay, so Jay owns the everything, the property owner owns everything on the lot.
Correct.
Is the cats, are they considered property?
The what?
Cats, are they considered property?
Okay, before you, again, before you leave. We have a bid finally on the concrete in the sand room.
Okay.
You want to speak to that, Ruth?
Actually, Marlo can as well.
I don't have the bid right in front of me. It's 18,000 something. Correct, Ruth?
Yeah, he thought it was, you told me it was 18 to 20,000. Mm-hmm. To do the concrete in the sand room.
Correct.
And actually, Wes said they even found the drains.
Found two drains.
So that is less than we were talking about probably a year ago when we started this discussion.
Yeah. So did you, I apologize, I don't remember exactly where we left off on this. I know you wanted to. Did you guys try to get other bids and weren't able to and finally got one?
Yeah, we tried to talk to several people to do it.
Okay.
And it's under the amount.
It's under 80,000. It's great that you, I think our procurement policy says if it's over a certain amount, you try to get at least three bids, but sometimes you can't.
We tried to find the cheapest guy. But
yeah.
We've been unable to get anybody that's interested in the project.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
I just told him, get us on the books.
Gotcha.
We'll take care of the paperwork later.
So, yeah, I would say we discussed it.
We've decided to go ahead with the project. We were waiting on a concrete, no pun intended, a concrete bid on it. So I'm going to make a motion that we proceed with the floor in the sand room at Duncan's quote.
If you feel like you've talked about it enough at meetings,
Did you have a set amount?
Normally I'd put it on the agenda, but if you've kind of, again, if you've retroactively already done all that.
Well, it's been 5 years to get it cleaned out.
I'll second the motion, and if there's more discussion from anybody, we should entertain it now.
What is the plan for the sand room?
To park things in and, you know, just fix it up. It's just got dirt and floor in it right now. We could use it for a lot of different things if, you know, geez, can't even, if you leave the center door open, the wind blows, it just blows dirt across your shop.
And it's heated, correct?
Yeah.
So some of the vehicles that have to be moved in and out of the fire hall for every event could be parked.
We could use it for a lot of things, even
there.
Have an event there. All we got to do is have a door to that hallway from that room. The bathrooms are right there.
And it's previously been used for storage, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of.
It is a catch-all.
Warm / cold storage.
Yeah.
And we've got the damn thing's heated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it uses just more, they've been storing stuff in it, but it was a great big closet for everybody, in my opinion. And this way it'll give us purpose and direction and make the building actually that much more valuable. Anytime you have a concrete floor, it makes it, you improve your structure. And I think we'll also have many meetings where everybody will fight about whose it is and where they'll store their stuff. But this just makes it a nicer, usable space.
Yeah, on that
space
line.
To do everything.
Is the money for the concrete, is that out of facilities or what are... I don't really care, but I know the question will probably come up, so...
It'll end up coming out of federal mineral royalty.
Federal mineral, okay.
Yeah.
That would be nice to have that takes concrete in, bro. See, now there's a river rock and stuff in there. You about to twist a leg off walking through it.
I don't know why I've ever been in there.
They had a dinner. One of the...
We did what we called the hate show back years ago. And
when
when
the trade show was out in the main shop, the dinner was back in the sand room.
Yeah.
We sprayed it down several times for different things, you know, try to keep the dust down.
They actually used to put a tarp over that sand for the trade show for people to walk in there.
But it just needs to be done, finished.
Yeah.
So, I do believe the beginning of the building was to be cemented. That room, they put drains in it and everything.
After the, yeah. After
just money, you know, and you're always just going, well, in a few years, we'll get this done.
After the fire over there, they ran out of insurance money to put the cement in. Yep. So that's how that happened.
But this needs to be.
You have a motion and a second on the floor.
All in favor, Eric?
Question or privilege?
Aye.
Go ahead.
Can you vote on that? Is that on the agenda to accept this concrete bid?
We've had it on the agenda a lot of times.
I mean, is it on today's agenda?
No.
Can you vote on that if it's not on the agenda?
That's where I was getting at. If it's been on the agenda to do it and decided in the past and now we finally have a bid, yes, the best practice is to put it on the agenda to accept a bid.
I don't know.
Is there a time crunch? Like, I mean, you could stick it on your 21st meeting, yeah, or is he going to get in? Is he trying to do it the next?
He's writing Summer's list of where he's going.
Sure.
We want to be on
that
list.
Get on that list. Yeah, I guess without looking at the minutes, I don't know what
we'll have
has
another
done
meeting
in the past, but
before he probably gets to it, but
yeah.
Is that right with you, Ruth?
Yeah.
We'll put it on next month's or next week's. Our next meeting.
You're probably fine, but that is the safest action.
Well, and it could have been discussed under the road department heads, because that's his area. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay to wait. Nothing's going to happen in 2 weeks, and we've waited this long. We have talked about it, I know, for 2 years.
Okay.
So for the next agenda, just write it as accepting or review and possible
concrete
acceptance
bid.
Of concrete bid. Yeah, for the sand room.
Is, we're ahead of schedule, but if any of these other, Jim's not coming, so.
Yeah. So I do know Nicole is out sick. If you want to talk about, Marley gave me the update of where these other budget requests are at for the DES Fire Department and the floodplain. If you want to talk about that. I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but she told me that DES was just requesting for their budget $800 more for trainings. And then fire department was requesting $2,500 more for their fuel line. And then floodplain, there's no changes for their budget.
Fuel line.
Or for the
line item.
Yeah. For fuel, $2,500 more for fuel. Let's see if she has them here.
Expenditure report. We don't know evaluation, so we can't really decide.
Yeah.
So isn't it just a request, and we don't have to approve
right.
Deny the request, so we
yeah.
Finalize into the budget. We just accept their request.
Correct.
Yeah, it's not a debatable item. You know, you can ask for the moon, but if there's no money. No money. We'll do it in the final budget.
Okay. Well, it's been presented.
Okay.
I think that Bill Sholkoff was planning on being here for the TV district one. I don't know. I guess we'll just see if anyone comes for Rancher or Isham. So. Oh, it is. Sorry. Okay. Well, you're good.
Yeah. We're to lunch.
We're to lunch.
On the agenda, we're to lunch.
What is floodplain?
So, anytime you build in the floodplain, which is usually along the Yellowstone River, and there's a portion in Sarpy, there's a whole permitting process and rules and insurance, and it's quite complicated, and Lindsay Kimball could tell you all the details you want to know.
Who decides what the floodplain is?
FEMA.
Yeah.
State. FEMA has floodplain maps that they did in the 1960s that we have to go by now, but they will make exceptions. I was floodplain coordinator for a while. Mm-hmm. They will make exceptions if you do all the proper permitting, but the whole idea is to keep you from building where it might flood.
I can see that, but I've heard a couple of rumors where they classified as floodplain, and it's on a hill.
Yeah, oh, yeah. My house.
One really good example is Sean Hollowell built a shop several years ago out on their place, not very far from his house. He's 20 feet or more above the river. He's in the floodplain because they didn't measure altitude. They only measured distance from the river. He got an exception, finally.
Yeah.
See, whenever that thing first came out, those floodplain deals, I was just building my house and all that, getting ready to, and I was needing to borrow the money. And they come back and told me, said, hey, I'm sorry, it's your sister, one of them. She told me, I'm sorry, but we can't do it. It's in a floodplain. You got to move it. And where the floodplain showed I should move it is lower than where my house actually is.
I think that process needs to be made simpler. I don't know where you go to do it.
We've tried for years to get them. It's federal, and moving those wheels is like...
State, federal. Yes, we have local regulations, and yes, we could change them, but it will impact more than you realize, because it will impact people's ability to get insurance, which impacts their ability to get financing. So it's got quite a ripple effect.
And they always tell us that the town of Hysham is not in a floodplain because the river's too far away. But that's not where we get flooded from. Box Elders, who flooded town about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know we wouldn't. I wouldn't want to put a house on my meadows.
No.
But she had it on stilts. But,
Well, like 4 years ago or so, they came and asked the commissioners for permission to do new mapping, and Morris was still on the board then, so it's probably been 6 years, but we did not approve it, and because there was X's all over Uptalik, clear out at Sumatra, that were for this floodplain, and Nicole was part of it then, and I didn't want them to come because Miles City and Forsyth, it has really hurt the citizens in those communities because of some of this floodplain mapping. So it's really important to me that I don't want to impact our citizens with unnecessary mapping that isn't, as Ruth said, correct.
But it is just part of the permitting process anytime you're building in those areas.
Yeah, I can understand that.
There's like the 310, the 404, it's all in the joint application.
But a lot of what they have, as I understand it, they call floodplain, isn't floodplain.
You're right, you're correct.
You got to go through a whole bunch of hoops to prove that. That's not right.
No.
Hoops and money.
And it's hard to get them to understand.
We could have it remapped to try to fix some of that, but then it probably will include people that haven't been included in the past, and it's going to be risky either way.
Do you have the opportunity to approve or disapprove of their new maps?
I don't know.
I kind of doubt it.
That's
a good question.
Well, the people that do the mapping, they're passionate about their jobs, but the impact on the lives is too great for me. I don't like it because that's why there's no rentals in Mount City anymore. And it's why Glendive has that dead zone over there. It's because of floodplain mapping.
Mm-hmm. Heard about that one.
Mm-hmm. There's not an easy fix, clearly.
No, but it's more of a common sense approach to me.
Yeah. That's going to frustrate you in your job.
Okay. We're at lunch now.
We can recess for lunch.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be here if you need anything.
Okay, reconvene after lunch.
Look
this letter that they want of support for permitting is, I guess it would pertain to like some of the mess we got into with wind, but we didn't have any permits. We had nothing to do with any of that.
I don't know how we got in that, because they never come to us.
We don't know land.
Well, I know
the public thought that we had some power we don't have.
But we'd already asked for a judgment if we could do anything, and they said no, we're not allowed. So I don't know how it just kept escalating.
Climate advocating for comprehensive permitting reform because it helped energy. I guess we can. I thought there was a deadline that there was one. I read this when it first came, and then
I was going to file it in a trash can.
If
it's a good deal, we want to do it. If it ain't.
Lower energy costs for families, strengthen grid reliability and security, make it easier to build energy infrastructure in the United States, limit unnecessary delays and lawsuits, unlock private investment and job creation.
Yeah, it sounds really good, but does that mean like the, what do they call those, data centers or whatever? I have not heard one good thing about those in the public. I do not believe we want one in our area.
Read deeper.
Read deeper.
I'm on the fence, but really need to read. Most of what's out there is all negative. But you like using this thing, don't you?
No. I can honestly say no.
Let's wait. And I think it's probably too late. Hearings.
I like to back my Congress and senators and stuff, but I don't know nothing about that. I thought it
this is from a resident cool. Sweetgrass County. I thought it was. Well, she's a liaison to Senator Day. I'm not sure it pertains to us.
No, they use quite a bit of water.
Look at it again.
Just for cooling, redischarged. Go to a cooling pool and redischarged.
There's a couple of different ways they do that water. Part of it is it's recirculated. It's cooled and recirculated, so it never leaves the plant. The other part of the process is what is released. They have to release into ponds like they do the water at Colstrip. They have to be. So it doesn't. It's not like it's coming out of the river and going right back into the river. I just keep reading because I. That one at Broadview has gotten to be such a horrible mess that. I mean, they're trying to get a thing on the ballot for November to stop it. And they're trying to, they're lobbying legislators to put a moratorium on any in Montana. We already have like six. Most people don't even know they're there. So I.
Well, apparently some of them live close to them too. I've seen it on the news several times. So. No
most other. Of that information is not coming from Montana, though it's coming from other places.
Yeah.
But then that's what I want. I want to see what where the Montana people are, what they're saying. And so far all I've seen is negative, but I got to dig a little deeper before I can even form an opinion. But I do know the one at Broadview And the reason that it's 5,000 acres, everybody puts it out there like this, they're going to build a 5,000 acre building and fill it with computers. Well, that's not why it's 5,000 acres. It's 5,000 acres because the initial plan was to support itself with electricity, with wind, solar, and now they've added a gas there. But that's why it's that many acres.
But it wasn't a place that they sold. They didn't go around and buy a bunch of little pieces. They just bought one.
They bought one big place.
Yeah. I mean, that's... Yeah. The guy's got the right to sell it, and, you know, all this and that and things. But...
And so then you get back into private land use.
Mm-hmm.
And the legislature's passed laws on that. There's going to be more laws. There's going to be regulations passed. There's going to be all kinds of stuff happen before we ever see one anywhere near us.
I don't know how we're...
That project, there he is. That project is going to bring millions of dollars impact fees into that little community.
Yep. I mean, but is it worth the...
That I don't
you guys
hear.
Are caught up?
Hi, Bill.
We are caught up. You can certainly
have
down.
A chair. Tell us something.
I don't know. I just figure once a year I should check in.
No, that's great.
Everything seems to be going fine. I put in a request for, I keep worrying about the air conditioner is probably 6-7 years, or maybe it was, I inherited it. It was there when I came here. So it's been at least 6 years old.
I think it was probably a couple of years before you that we bought a new one up there.
So I think we're getting to the point that I need to really start actively finding one and put in there to replace that.
Excuse me. Does it just have a window type
yeah.
air conditioner?
Yeah, sure.
They're not that bad, 5-600.
No, it's well, it's less than that. I gave,
Marley.
Yeah, yep. I gave you a sheet of what it was, and I might look into replacing one of the antennas. I'm having a little bit of trouble with one of the patterns or one of the transmitters, and I am not sure yet what is causing it. So I might look into that, but I'll be further or towards fall. I don't like going up. Well,
wait till it's really lightning and it makes you.
Pardon?
Wait till it's really lightning and you'll move faster.
Yeah. I wonder if it's ever been hit by lightning up there. You would think it'd have to have been. They've got the towers fairly well grounded. They've got them all grounded, but I don't know how, you know, with a direct lightning strike, I don't know how good the grounding would be.
Direct strike would take about anything out. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I've got some protection in between, but there again, like I said, I never thought back when I was in Western Washington, in the 30 years I was there, we had one direct lightning strike on our tower. It didn't do a lot of damage. It hurt one piece of equipment, but we don't get lightning storms like we have here. I was walking across the field or the driveway last night and looking down south. Boy, it was pretty spectacular.
It was something one that last night,
So. Anyway, if you have any questions or if you haven't heard anything or...
I haven't even heard anybody say they can't get channel whatever for a long time.
So yeah, it's been a pretty good, it's been a pretty good year. I've got, I've been able to replace some of the older equipment and it's been pretty reliable. I haven't had any problems. I haven't been up there now probably for a couple months. I'll probably get up there in the next, The road hasn't deteriorated anymore. It hasn't gotten any better either.
Has
no, it hasn't gotten any better. So, anyway, that's where we are.
Okay.
Is there any way to fix that road up? Any?
I don't know. Now, well, if somebody took a bulldozer up there, they could, I think, flatten it out again. But what's happened through most of the road is water washing out half of it or something like that. And, I was never here during the period of time that, when they must have done the construction. I think they used to be able to drive pickups and stuff up there.
Well, they had to rebuild it.
Yeah. And, of course, I always figured the downside of fixing the road is then more people will go up there and abuse it. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now you don't have to worry about too many people
lots of ways of looking at things, you know.
Yeah, and like I said, I you know, the side-by-side, I don't have too much trouble. And I never, and that wouldn't be, that wouldn't change any if you fix the road. If, you know, if it rains for a couple of days, you don't go up there. Just because. And so, but, yeah, I said, I think if something serious or major happened to it, we would probably look into fixing, you know, having somebody try to blade it. I don't know how long it would take or how expensive it would be.
Or what equipment you could get up there even to do it.
Well, I think like a bulldozer or something like that would.
I bet Damien could figure it out.
Yeah, like I said, I think you could, if you just went up the road and bladed, you know, into the ditches and stuff and just, you know, filled everything, and it would work fine. There's only one location that it's washed, you know, it's come down the road and it's washed out and there's a big hole, which gets kind of narrow there, so you'd have a little bit of trouble there. You'd have to cut back into the hill a little bit, but so anyway.
Yeah, no, that's great to come.
Okay, I will. What I'll do is I'll find an air conditioner and buy it, and I'll get the information to you.
Get the
receipt to you.
Yes, well, perfect.
It doesn't require like a big air conditioner, does it?
No, it's only what's the room, probably 8x8. It's very small. And I said, it's in the $300 range, the one I looked at, or the one that's, I'm kind of replacing the one that's there with one just like it. And I think it was like $300 and something. So.
Yeah.
And there shouldn't be that amount of money in there, I mean, so.
Well, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
You've saved us a lot of money.
So, anyway.
All right.
You're doing good, thank you.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Well,
my yearly.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, no, that's good. Thank you. Okay.
Do you go to any meetings?
Do you?
No, not this. It's just been a week. No, not this last week. I don't.
Last meeting I had, that was the 20th or whatever that was.
30th.
30th. That seems weird, too. But we had to do the audit.
You know, there are counties that meet. Well, they meet more often than we do anyway, but they meet on the last day of the month to sign paychecks, one, and to just see how the month went, which is kind of weird because you don't have time to have your monthly reports done.
Only if you're on Tyler.
Only if you're on Tyler.
So,
she's slow.
Well, no, Tyler Tech, you have to, like, we have to interface, so we have to, like, pull all of the information and then post it. Black Mountain doesn't, I mean, you could receipt something and then go pull the report and you'd see it immediately.
The one county that I'm really familiar with that meets the last day of the month, is they're on Tyler, so
yeah.
It's like... Why do you meet on the last day of the month? Because I know you're not getting reports.
Right? And even on Black Mountain, yeah, you could get it like real time, but what if you had something come in at the end of the day on the last day of the month?
You're still not getting the picture. Closed out.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know. I think the main thing that they meet for is to sign the paychecks, and you don't need a quorum to do that, but... I don't know, they started doing it 100 years ago, so they still do it, I guess. I don't know.
Paychecks until they get them done.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that works. That works. So, Julie, how much is a license on a 2018 Pathfinder?
2018? It's going to be over 5 years old, so depending on how... fully loaded it is or whatever, you're probably going to be between $200 and $300.
The funny thing is, the salesman, I was, oh yeah, and there's no sales tax, blah, blah, blah. I said, bite me. When I go to license this thing, there's going to be a tax.
Mm-hmm.
There is no tax. And I said, oh yes, there is.
There's not a sales tax.
There's no sales tax. But
that doesn't mean there's no tax.
There's a
vehicle purchase tax. You need to kind of brush up on what you know, buddy, because there is a tax.
If they're over 10 years old, you don't have to pay that, right?
No, you still have to pay it. But you can permanently register them if it's a one ton or under after it's on its 11th year. It has to complete the 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be on its 10th year. It has to be on its 11th year or older.
Well, all mine are eligible.
My pickup and Mustang are, but this new one isn't.
Are you going to keep your Mustang now?
No.
And it could even be on the, I mean, it could even be on the low side of 200. But
it's got a lot of options on it.
Does it?
It's got a sunroof.
Sometimes I cannot figure out what this system, how it calculates things, so.
I swear it's by the name. Type in my name, it's going to go up.
Should be typing in 399 plus 5.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, I just thought it was so interesting that he was so strange about, there's no sales tax. That's the good part. Yeah. I know there's a tax when I like it.
Uh-huh.
No, there's not. Not a sales tax, but there's a tax. And I'm sure you haven't gotten the paperwork, so.
Not that I'm aware of.
But
unless it came in today.
Yeah, it's just been a week, so.
Oh, yeah. You got it from a dealership?
Yeah, last Tuesday.
Sometimes, most times I'm impressed if we get them before the 40-day sticker is expired.
Can you redo a 40-day sticker?
No.
Okay, no way. You can't even give us a partial pledge or nothing?
No.
They're pretty much done, but they haven't formally adjourned.
Circumstances where we can do a 90-day sticker, but even with this new system, I don't know how persnickety they've gotten about that now.
Well, there was a point in time when you could extend or get another because of screw-ups with titles, but
mm-hmm.
pinch those down pretty good now. You can't.
Yep.
And that's to keep the dealerships honest. It doesn't help the consumer at all.
No, not at all.
Just makes
because sense. Then the consumer still has to pay a $10 late fee.
Not only that, you're driving a vehicle with no license.
Exactly.
And so it just gets to be.
That's why when people, like, their stickers run out, and if they're eligible to get a 90-day, because you have to get the 40-day before the 90-day. If it expires and it's within 10 days, we're supposed to be able to do a 90-day sticker. But you already paid for that 40-day sticker. The dealership charged you for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they come in for that, I'm like, you're going to have to pay for a 90-day sticker. And it's $25, which is going to be cheaper than a traffic ticket.
$499 they charge you for document fees.
But I tell them to go back. I'm like, go back to the dealership, call the dealership, and they should be able to issue you a 90-day sticker. I'm like, and they can email it to us, and we will print it out and hand it to you. Because I don't think the customer should have to pay for a 40-day and then a 90-day because the dealership didn't follow the law and get it to us within 30 days.
Whenever Hard Model sold out to Bob Smith there in Harden, we bought a pickup just right before that. Swap or whatever. It was 2 years to get her title and everything straight on the pickup. It about wore out before we ever got one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I worked in the Treasures Office. Dennis Boggs had some people so screwed. I mean, they went 6, 8, 12 months unable to license because he had those cars tied up with.
Yeah, and back then we could do like a 1 year registration without the actual title work. And because of that, they took that away too. Mm. Because if you did a 1 year registration, then when it came up for your renewal, you couldn't renew if we hadn't gotten the paperwork. You couldn't renew. You couldn't get a 40-day sticker. You couldn't do anything.
But Dennis wasn't the only one playing that game. But it was, he got caught big time. But I worked for a guy that bought a car down there. We could not get the paperwork for it. And it was like, we can't license this thing. We can't drive this thing. We can't.
Mm-hmm. Can't even park it on the street.
Without the license.
Yeah, without a current registration, yeah. You can't even park it on the street.
You can park it on the street with current registration.
With current registration.
You'll get a ticket.
Well, yeah, that too.
You guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
No problem.
Great job.
She's phenomenal.
Stephanie says hello.
Stephanie.
Her hassle.
Oh, from Mako.
Richland County. Oh.
When did you see her?
At noon.
She stopped by.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I wonder what she...
She's on her way to Helena for, I don't know what you call it now.
Of course she'd stop in on a day then.
She didn't stop to see you, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
She waited at your office
and wanted
to know where you
were.
Oh, did she?
She did. Yeah. She said, is Marty here? And we had to tell her that you were gone. And
yeah.
She says, dang it, I wanted to see her too.
Oh. I guess I don't recall what she looks like. Is that the younger gal with the really straight hair?
Yeah.
Dark brown?
It's dark blonde. She's short, like me. Shorter than me, actually.
Oh, okay.
Little bitty thing.
Gotcha.
She's a sweetheart. She was president 2019.
Oh, okay. Okay, did anybody at all come in for budget hearings?
Just Bill.
Just Bill.
Okay.
Okay. And Diana told you that Nicole just wanted to up the fuel for the fire, and she wanted $800 more in her budget for trainings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And like we stated before, yeah, you can ask for it. We'll see if we can give it to you. But
how much was the concrete bid for?
18 to 20.
We didn't do anything.
But we made a motion and a second, but opted to put it on the agenda for next time.
Okay.
I think we got enough time. I wanted to be on his calendar because he's going to do it. We've been around with that deal long enough.
But does anybody, I don't know. I'm not
going to go there. I talked to a bunch of the guys. They didn't want to do it. But now I think they're wanting to because they figured out that there's already two drains in it. The sides are there. All he's got to do is pour it flat.
Is Bowie still on the phone?
No.
Oh.
I didn't call her back after lunch because we just had...
Just little minimal stuff.
Bill was coming. He was late, so we just had him and your resolution was
yes.
When I left. So we didn't. I didn't call her. I just sent her a message, told her that if something came up, we'd give her a buzz.
I have found out that on Mondays, there is hardly I barely got through the minutes yesterday. I was just so busy. I think everybody sits and decides on the weekend, I need to do this, and I need to do that, and
it's
I need to go in here.
Yeah. Mondays are the day
crazy day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry I didn't get
or
that done.
Or you can't get any of your normal work done. Because
yes. Yeah.
You're doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff.
Yes. So, we are working on year-end stuff, you guys, I promise. So, it'll be on the next one.
The sand room bid is 18 to 20. Max out at 20.
Okay. Did you guys adjourn already? Okay.
I move we adjourn.
Aye.
Aye.